might think the RACV is all about advocating for the state's motorists, but it's starting to get vocal on behalf of public transport users. It's launching a survey today asking you to rate V-Line train services and railway stations. I am sure you will have a lot to say about it in this neck of the woods. Thanuja Gunatilaka is the RACV Manager of Public Transport and Mobility and joins us. Thanuja, welcome.
Thank you.
What is this survey all about?
Well, what we're doing is really just inviting Victorians to have a say about what they think about their local V-Line stations and services so that we can advocate for improvements.
Why? What have you discovered or what are you hearing?
Well, what we're hearing, particularly in regional areas, is there's a lot of issues around the reliability of services. People obviously have issues accessing their station, whether, you know, it's the provision of bus services that connect them to them. And also issues on the trains themselves. You know, we're hearing reports around the state of things like overcrowding or services that aren't running often enough to meet people's needs.
Why is the RACV getting involved in it? Because the impression we get, especially in the country areas, is that the RACV is all about cars. So why are you getting involved in trains?
Well, fundamentally, RACV is actually about its members, and our members actually use public transport. In fact, about three quarters of them make use of the public transport system to varying degrees. And they've told us that they want better services. And we've also heard that about 30% of our members are telling us they'd actually like to use public transport more often if the service is actually catered for their needs a bit better.
Where do you think it's worse, in the country or on that metro service in Melbourne?
Well, it's funny because we're starting to see the similar sorts of issues in both areas. I think you would have heard plenty of reports about the growth both in metro areas and in our regional centres. So in terms of the impact on public transport, it's actually resulting in similar sorts of things, overflowing car parks, you know, services that are overcrowded, people really, you know, complaining about services not running on time or not often enough. So they're actually quite similar in terms of issues.
I
was just going to say, but we want to hear from the community to actually know, you know, what issues are important to them.
What sort of questions are you asking them?
So we're asking people everything from, you know, how do you get to your local station? Do you have any issues with the station itself? Do you have any problems when you're actually on the train in terms of overcrowding or comfort or feelings of security? And, you know, how well do the services actually meet your needs? Are they running often enough, reliably enough for you know, enough hours during the day?
What can you do about it? I mean, people are surveyed all the time. We often speak about surveys on the program, and I'm not quite sure where they go. So where will the RACV take it? And what sort of success rate do you have with surveys? Who listens to them?
Well, actually, we find that surveys like this where the community gets on board and has their say actually can be very effective. We've been running a similar sort of survey asking people about, you know, the issues they have on the road network in terms of congestion. And, you know, over 10 years, we've seen the government invest over $1 billion addressing those locations that people told us were bothering them. So we expect that, you know, the rail survey will have a similar sort of impact. And I'm sure, as you said in your introduction, people have a lot to say about the rail services.
Well, particularly in this neck of the woods, in the last few months, one service has been cut between Traralgon and Bairnsdale because of issues with rust on the lines, and coaches are now servicing people who would have normally caught the train from Bairnsdale all the way through to Melbourne. So there's issues there. Mm-hmm. And there's continuing issues being this single line from this end going through Dandenong and then getting caught up with the metro congestion. So that has been an ongoing thing, of which it will cost government a lot of money to fix. And we've been told time and again that the transport budget is incredibly tight. From down here, at least, there's been a push to try and just get an extra service or for the train to go a little bit further to pick up people in Sale, a little bit further down the eastern line. So what hope have you got that government might loosen the purse strings?
Well, I mean, I think that's a fair comment. Budgets are tight and, you know, there are some very large projects that need to happen, such as Metro Rail and extensions across the state. But the government is actually, I guess, looking at newer ways to fund projects, and RACV, as in one of those groups, encouraging them to look at all the sources available to them, whether it's government, you know, borrowing more money or engaging with the private sector. But the one thing I'd like to say about, you know, surveys like this is, yes, you know, they'll probably identify issues that require major infrastructure improvements, such as, you know, new rail lines and extensions, but they're also really good at identifying local, you know, smaller scale improvements that can be done for relatively low cost, which will actually improve the journey for many people in you know, across the state.
Thanuja Gunatilaka is from the RACV, and she's telling us about a survey that the RACV is running, asking you to have your say about V-Line services and stations and the Metro service as well. The RACV taking up some advocacy on behalf of public transport users and trying to put pressure on government, I guess, to have a look at how they can improve the state's rail network. And again, the focus being on government, this is a government that is putting a fair bit of emphasis on road projects, and the east-west link is something that we've been hearing about as compared to building more in terms of rail infrastructure. So I'm not sure how far you might be able to take this.
Oh, well, look, I think if you have a look at what we've been saying, and I think a lot of groups are saying, there's not one solution to the transport issues that we're facing in Victoria, and RACV is very much of the view that it's not about, you know, roads versus public transport. I think, you know, we definitely need both, and both Metro Rail and the East West Link are, you know, in our top five priority projects that we'll be pushing to the federal government, particularly in the election coming up.
Okay.
But I would encourage your listeners to all jump on and have their say. The more people that have their say, the greater the strength of surveys like these. So it's just a matter of going to our website. It's racv.com.au/on-track survey. It'll take less than 5 minutes to complete.